Imagine stealing a cell phone, getting arrested, and standing before a judge to be sentenced, all before you've even had dinner.
Yeah, that is a wild timeline.
Right. Today, we are taking a deep dive for you into this fascinating 2004 report detailing the ambitious rollout of community courts in South Africa's Western Cape.
And the mission here is really to explore how a government tried to completely reshape local justice, you know, to combat a general state of lawlessness.
Okay, let's unpack this. Back in 2004, President Thabo Mbeki issues this mandate. He wants at least two community courts per province, focusing entirely on rapid specialized justice.
Well, what's fascinating here is that you have to look at what was failing. Mainstream courts were just drowning in severe cases.
Like they didn't have the time or resources for the small stuff.
Exactly. If someone was brought in for, say, stealing a cell phone or public drunkenness or even violating a municipal bylaw, the system simply couldn't handle it.
So the cases just got thrown out.
Thrown out or endlessly delayed. So Mbeki's mandate was about zero tolerance. The idea was that prosecuting the small stuff immediately acts as this strict, long-term crime prevention strategy.
Oh, I see. It forces compliance at the street level.
Right, and it restores general respect for the law within the community so that no crime is ignored just because it's considered petty.
But to actually pull off that kind of speed, they had to rethink the physical geography of the justice system itself.
Which is where it gets really clever.
Yeah, based on a successful pilot project in Chouan, the Hatfield Court, the government's plan was to build these new courtrooms directly adjacent to police stations.
Right.
It's like an express checkout lane at a grocery store. Or moving the emergency room right inside the ambulance. You aren't changing the procedures, you're just cutting the travel time.
That's a great way to put it.
But I do have to push back here.
Go for it.
When you create this kind of lightning-fast justice, aren't you risking severe due process violations? I mean, it sounds like an incredibly easy way to rush a wrongful conviction just to clear a queue.
Oh, totally. It's a completely valid fear. If we connect this to the bigger picture, assembly line justice has historically caused those exact problems.
Right, it's a huge red flag.
But the logic outlined in the strategy was that they weren't cutting legal corners or bypassing defense protocols. They were simply cutting out the 3-month wait for paperwork to cross town.
Oh, wow. Just the administrative lag.
Exactly. By physically co-locating the courtroom and the police station, those massive scheduling delays just vanish. The suspect, the arresting officer, and the witnesses are all right there in one building.
So that synergy is what allowed a trial to be wrapped up in just a day or two. Everyone is immediately available.
You got it.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. For the July 2004 rollout in the Western Cape, they targeted specific gang-impacted hotspots.
Right, places like Mannenberg.
Mannenberg, Mitchell's Plain, and Seapoint, bringing swift consequences directly into neighborhoods where lawlessness had become normalized.
It changes the entire community dynamic when you do that.
It really does. They even investigated building specialized courts for specific regional headaches, like hijacking, cash and transit crimes, and agricultural crimes like livestock theft.
Yeah, and setting up those hyper-specialized courts was this massive logistical undertaking. It involved the South African Police Service, the magistracy, legal aid, and local business chambers all collaborating.
But grand architectural visions still need actual humans to operate them, right?
And this raises an important question. What good is a perfectly designed fast-track court without the people to run it?
Right, because the document reveals a massive roadblock. A severe shortage of key staff delayed these courts from ever functioning properly.
It's the ultimate reality check.
So what does this all mean for you? Well, it's the ultimate lesson in project management. You can build a Ferrari, but if you don't hire anyone with a driver's license, it's not going anywhere.
That is a perfect analogy. Governments love funding physical buildings because,
Yeah.
you know, politicians can cut a ribbon in front of them.
Yeah, but they forget to secure the funding for the invisible daily salaries required to actually run the facility. Brilliant structural innovation will always hit a brick wall if the basic staffing logistics aren't in place.
Absolutely. Which leaves a final provocative thought for you to mull over.
Ooh, I like this.
If physically co-locating police and courts has the potential to reduce a drawn-out trial to a single day, what other massive bureaucratic nightmares in your own community could be solved simply by moving two departments into the exact same building?